Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah.
Yes,
once you get to
exactly.
That age, it's like it just goes day by day.
I know.
Day's already over.
Yeah. And you wonder where time goes.
I know. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm looking at the note Charmaine left me as well. So you've been doing this on and off for a good amount of time, right? About 11 years?
About 11 years, yeah.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
I mean, it has its up and its downs. Like I said, it's on and off because, you know, business, sometimes it gets slow, and so I have to get a job, and then I put it on hold, and not on hold, but I do part-time on the weekends when I can. You know, I get my daughter every weekend with me, so.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes I can, okay. Sometimes I can, you know, it just depends. So it's just been, you know, it's a struggle sometimes, but you gotta do what you gotta do, you know. Yeah.
Yes. I hear you on that end. Okay. And it's, is it the type of services that you offer? They're handyman services. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Handyman. Yes.
Okay. And got
like,
it.
Like, I do a lot of, I used to do home remodels, but whenever I did home remodels, I would get big jobs. Like, you know, I want to remodel my whole house. And it's like, yeah, I can't do that. It's too much for me. It's just me by myself. My dad helps me, you know. And so it's just me by myself, pretty much. Yeah.
Nice.
So I went to handyman.
Okay, that's good.
It's not that great because it's not that much money, you know. I want bigger jobs, but I don't want a big job, you know what I mean? So it's like, how do I do this?
And I do see, for handyman, I do see a demand in your area, which is good. I mean, we do want to focus on the type of jobs you want, which will be higher paying jobs. What have you done marketing wise, or how do you typically get new business?
It's just word of mouth. I used to just do word of mouth. Yeah. Well, I was in the Dallas area before. I lived in Oak Cliff all my life, but I just moved out here when I got my divorce and whatever. I moved out here with my parents. And so now I'm out here and I kind of help them with the ranch and all that, you know, and just, so I just stay out here now in Wolf Point.
I got
my listing on Angie's List right now.
How long ago did you start with them?
Like a week ago. Yeah.
Oh, so
I used
it's
to
really
have Home Advisor.
New.
No, yeah, okay. I used to use Home Advisor too back in the days. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and now they're, I guess, Angie's List now, or they. Something about they got together or something like that.
Yeah,
there's no Home Advisor
merged.
No more. Yeah,
it's
they merged.
Angie's.
Yes.
Yeah, it's technically Angie's or however you call
it. Yeah, so.
Okay.
But I was with Home Advisor for almost, I don't know, a good 3-4 years. Yeah.
Oh, so you were
so
with them for a while.
A lot of my, but I didn't know about the Google thing. My ex-wife, she's the one that was telling me about it, and I was like, oh, okay, well. But I never looked into it. And so I already
heard
about Angie's List, and I was like, you know what, I'll just stick with Angie's List. Yeah.
Well, we're partnered with Google, so, you know, we've been doing this already. It's going to be 20 years in December. The way that our listings work as well is that they are exclusive. So the way that we work, when we start working with you, we close out the category. We don't work with your competitors. These are calls that go directly to you. So there's no sharing of leads, nothing along those lines.
Yeah.
Now, we do that by putting you on the first page of Google where that map section is. And it's based off of the type of jobs you want to be found for. So you're going to let me know what type of services you want calls for. We turn those into keywords. So anytime somebody searches one of those keywords, we have you pop up on the first page. You know, most people don't go past the first page when they're looking for a business.
I don't either. Yeah.
Right away.
Because sometimes I'll be like, oh, let me Google this and see if there's something around here, and I'll put Google whatever near me and it'll pop up.
So that's what we'll do for your business. We'll set you up with a Google business profile. We also retarget those same people looking for your keywords. We retarget them on their Facebook, so we do run ads for your business. They'll be able to click to call you directly as well. Now, price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate. So we work off of a month-to-month service, so there's no contracts. You're looking at a flat rate of $249 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of your programming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since I just started with Angie's List, it was like $400 with Dan, so it's like, So, I mean, how I know it's first come, first serve, and I know I'm going to lose out on it, but, you know, like in a month, you know, how do I get back in contact to see if we can get it back on list and see how it goes with Angie's List? It's because I got a deal with them where I gave them $400 and it's for my leads, but they're going to send me 10 jobs. If I don't get nothing in those 10 jobs, they return my money. Because I told them that before when I was with Home Advisor. Yeah, because when I was at Home Advisor, they sent me maybe, I don't know, $800 worth of leads, and I only got one. And it paid for the $800 that I put in. You know, and it's like, I didn't make no money. I had lost money
because
I had to go get estimates and stuff like that. So it's like, no. And so they called me for like about 4 months, for this past 4 months, almost every day, once a week, twice a week, you know, and it's like, come on, get back on. I was like, no, I was hesitant about it. But I was like, you know what? I'm slow right now. I don't know how else to get my business back up, you know. And so
you got to be. I have a lot of clients that used to use Home Advisor back then. And now that they went with Angie's, it's just a terrible experience for them. I'm assuming you're doing the sharing of leads, right? Where they send you a lead and all your competitors the same lead, right? And it matters who gets to it first. Yeah.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
It gets, I've heard a lot of issues about it getting really pricey that way. I've even had, I even found out that they had recently been sued a few months ago because they were lying to their customers about lead quality. It was like a $7.2 million lawsuit. The little setup you have with them though, how long ago did you pay them?
Last week. Last Thursday.
Well, at least you have the agreement that if you don't get the money back, if you don't get the work back, you can, you know, cancel and you get your money back. Cause that's really important. So it's good that.
I was real hesitant with them, and they were all like, come on, Albert, I see that you got good ratings. I had to give them a lot of references, and everybody was giving me 4 stars, 5 stars, you know, because like I said, I used to do home remodels. I used to do bathrooms, you know, kitchens, everything, literally. And so that's mostly my main thing is I used to do big home remodels. I mean, like I said, I always did them by myself. Sometimes I would, you know, get a friend of mine that was not working, you know, whoever's not working, go help me out, you know, for the week and pay them and everything like that. But in Dallas, it's a lot of competition, and that's where kind of like I was like, man, this is not – like I went down for a while. I went down, and I had to get a regular job, and I went back to the oil field because I worked in the oil field for like 7 years. So I went, you know, I go back and forth. Yeah. So I'll go make money for like 6 months and come back and live the rest of my 6 months, you know, good, you know, and then I get little jobs here and there and okay, cool. I'm good, you know. And so I had a lot of good references. That's what kept me afloat. But like I said, I moved over here and now I don't know nobody over here like that in Wolf's Point. And I don't want to drive an hour to Dallas, an hour and 20 minutes just for a job to make $200 when I weigh $60 worth of gas.
Exactly. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'm not going to make no money like that. Yeah. And so when I talked to that guy on Angie's List, he was like, man, there's a lot of listings. And so I kind of Googled and, you know, Googled a lot of, like, I got my information off of Google, you know, if there's a lot of work out here for that. And there is a lot of work for handyman out here.
Yeah, there is.
Because there's not a lot of competition out here. There's not a lot of people that do it, you know, out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, so that's why I went with Angie's List. I was like, you know what, maybe I'll try them again. And so now I'm stuck with them for, you know, at least these 10 leads, and they said they were going to send me 5 the first week and 5 the second week. So I guess give or take another 2 weeks or another week or so, you know. And then, but, I mean, like I said, my ex-wife is the one that told me, hey, my mechanic is on Google. You should go to Google. And I was like, well, I don't know how to do that. And then I answered the phone and look at that.
And
I'll,
there we
I'll go. Answer the question. My question's answered now. And that's like, God dang it, I wish I would have known last week.
I know. I would, you know, if you would have been in those 72 hours, you can still cancel and get your money back. But you're, as of right now, you can't do anything. So.
No,
I'm going to try to hold the spot, you know, as long as I can. It's always like a 50-50 shot how quickly it gets filled. So I really don't mind trying to hold it as long as I can.
Okay.
I'm going to put you on my calendar in about 2 weeks. As long as we have the spot available, I'll give you a call. Or you can call me as well, and I can check the availability. I'm going to send you a text message, and it has our office line and my direct extension. So you can also reach out to me.
That'll be perfect, yeah. Like I said, I'll give them a try, and I don't know, because I'm still, you know, skeptical about them, you know, and it's just like there's a doubt in the back of my mind. But I was like, you know, I like giving second chances. All right, I'll give you a second chance. Once you mess up that second chance, I would never, you know, give you another chance again, you know. So.
Well, the good thing is that you, because I have people who, they don't, what you did about getting, or what they, your arrangement about getting your money back if you don't get the job.
Yeah.
I've heard other of my clients that have done that. That's really the best option to do with them, because I have other clients that don't do that, and then they get stuck for a whole year with them, and they spend so much money. And it's just like, I mean, it's a directory, you know. People typically go on Google when they search for things. Most people don't go on Angie's, you know. But
I know,
but
that's what, that's another reason why I was like, I never heard. I mean, I'm not big on Angie's List, so I don't know how it works, and I don't know a lot of people that have Angie's List, so it's like, I don't know.
Well,
but
I'll
I didn't know how to do the whole Google thing.
Well, that's why we're here.
All right.
That's why we're here.
So
go ahead.
So I have a question. So how is it, like, of, like, another business wants to start and they want to go through Google? How do they do it to go on that listing?
So you can, you know, you could start this way. So I would actually try to do a Google business profile yourself. They are free. They don't cost any money. You can start the process now, and it does make it quicker for us when we're working with you. But you can Google how to get a Google business profile, and you can get one. Again, it's completely free. Don't let anybody charge you for that or go on to something that's going to charge you. You can do it for free. And then it'll tell you what you need so you can get qualified and approved and live. If for whatever reason you have any issues, when I give you a call, if there's issues getting it, we can figure out what the problem is, because we can escalate issues directly to Google. There's no way for you to contact Google. It's terrible. That's what I would do. On our end, what we're going to do is optimize it so you're popping up in front of people that are looking for you. But at least if you set up a Google business profile, it'll give you at least a Google presence. So if someone looks up your name, they'll find you. Do you get what I'm saying? At least I would just, you know, try to do that as soon as you can, because that'll help us. That really does help us if you already have a Google business profile, get things done a lot quicker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because even on Angie's, that's when I talk to the guy, there is a setting on there for the Google, and it says add your Google account to it. You know, so I guess it links up together. But I was like, "What? I don't know what that is," and I never asked. But I guess I can start my Google account like that. I can get it started, you know. So if that doesn't work, at least I already got my references and everything. You know, try to get some kind of ratings on Google, right?
Exactly, yes. And it's a Google business profile, Google My Business. Just look that up, and you can, it is a process, because you do have to verify it. So it does take a little bit of time, but you can at least start it. You know, you can at least start
it. Perfect. All right,
Albert, we shall speak soon. No, thank you. I'll give you a call in about 2 weeks, or if anything, give me a call, okay?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, just send me the text message, and like that I can have your number, and I'll save it.
I did send it. Can you check real quick to make sure that you received it?
Oh, yeah, I sure did.
Perfect. All right, then, Albert, well, it's been a pleasure. We'll speak soon.
Okay, thank you, Laura.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.